go out to LA. Coming from the city where no penny is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles. Look, count my nose, smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what?
I'm from California. 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 This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
What up?
There we go.
Look, I told you before, you call me, your ringtone is too hot. It's hard for me to answer.
It's still hot. It's still hot out on them streets, ain't it?
Yeah.
Okay, so Britt, let's not act like we just didn't just finish taking like naps.
For real though.
We're not going to lie to the audience and try to share this energy that came out of nowhere, knowing damn well we just finished slobbering on that pillowcase.
For real. We started off with good intentions, and then shit happens. And you wake up and realize, oh, I just napped.
Yeah, we did. Because when I took a nap before Marcy, I think Marcy went to go pick up Case. And that's probably about 15, 20 minutes away, something like that. Came back, did her hair, started to get dressed, and then I woke up. I had me a phenomenal day nap. It was a day nap.
That's lovely. So do you often wake up in the middle of your naps? Or do you just nap and when you wake up, you wake up?
Sometimes there's times where I take a nap and I wake up and I'm like, you ain't got nothing to do. Take your ass back to sleep. And I do that. I think the longest nap that I've ever taken as an adult, as of right now, is probably like a 3-4 hour nap.
Yeah, that, I mean, I guess, I don't know. For me, like today, my nap was about an hour and a half, close to 2 hours. I did set an alarm because I knew I felt it. And it's also probably because I ate a lot, but I felt it. I was like, okay, I need to shut my eyes for a little bit if I want to be productive later. I'm supposed to record with Baylor later. Like, let me just get some sleep in so I can get some energy.
Yeah.
Set that alarm for an hour. I was like, pfft. Actually, I think I woke up like 10 minutes before. I was like, oh, cool. I got 10 more minutes. Let me close my eyes. Mm-hmm. My alarm went off and I said, oh, no. And I just turned it off. Didn't try to set another one. Nothing. And then I woke up like 45 minutes later.
There we go. So tell me this then, because we're talking about the naps. What is, as an adult, what can you go back to, though? Like during your prime years? Well, that's a question in itself. What is your prime years?
My prime years, like, we talking like energy and like just like
outside.
Outside prime.
Yeah, outside. Like you knew, because at a certain point, we knew, I mean, really right after college. I mean, not right after college, but right after high school. That's probably
high school.
That was probably when we were. Friday and Saturday night was mandatory. It was very rare that we was in the house. But I'm not talking about that young. I'm talking about, I think my prime had to be like around 26.
Yeah.
26, 27 maybe?
Yeah, I would say like mid-20s for sure. Like, where I was at, because look... I had a job where I didn't get in trouble, but I had a job where I ended up falling asleep. And like, cause I had been out the night before, I think till like, I didn't get home till like 3:30. And I had been drinking and I slept for like an hour and a half before having to be at work at 7 a.m.
How many times have we done that?
Man. But like, I went, look, so this is when, I'm not going to say where I worked, but I worked where like there was really nobody there, right? And we had a back room and I was hung over. I'm not even gonna lie. I was hung over. I think it was my birthday. It was like my birthday weekend or something. And I laid down on that cool floor for a minute.
It was over.
I was like, oh my God. And I set a timer on my phone to make sure, because the way I was tired, like, nah, I wouldn't have woken up to nothing. So I set a timer for like 10 minutes and I knocked out.
By how long though?
How long did I knock out?
Yeah.
It was just for like 10 minutes.
Oh, you said, oh my bad. So you set the timer for 10 minutes.
Yeah. Oh. But I wasn't at the age where I needed to like have a full on nap where to like function. It's just because I had been out till 3:30 in the morning, living my best life.
Your battery was on 18%.
Yeah. Let me just plug it in real quick. Let me get it up to 30.
Hey, yeah, you get that 35, 37. You like, ooh, you can scroll on Instagram. You can do all kinds of
right.
Shit.
Let me unplug and go about my business.
Yeah. I'll plug up later when I get off. Yeah. I did that before where we went out. It was in Hollywood. And I remember I was like, dog, y'all gotta drive me to work or whatever. Mm-hmm. Somebody drove my car while I was in somebody else's car, drove me to the work site, which was mm-hmm. at the mall at the time. I ain't gonna even tell you what type of job I had. But it was a job where I had to be there early in the morning. And mm-hmm. I was so tired when I got to work. It was a few of them, but this one, I was so tired that I told the supervisor that I didn't feel good. I lied mm-hmm. my ass off, and then. But the thing was, I had my cousin and I had my brother with me, and so they were still in there. I climbed in that truck, and I went to the back, and I went to sleep, and I waited till they just got off.
But you could do that at that age, like. Now, trying to do something like that, or let me just, like, no, I want to go home.
Yeah.
And I want to shut it all down.
You want to know what else is underrated, yet was kind of stupid in a way? I mean, as an adult, you can see it as stupid. But when we were younger, just simple things like jumping off the stairs, you know?
Oh, my.
And I'm talking about, like, the bare minimum for me is, like that third step from the bottom. You just mm-hmm. jump right off. And then guess what happened? Nothing. Now,
man.
If I jump off that third step, I gotta pray that my knee don't dislocate. Like you gotta go with the momentum. If I jump mm-hmm. off, it was a couple of years ago, Brent. I don't think I told the public this. I had a shoe battle. I forgot her name, but shout out to her. She whooped my ass in that shoe battle. I wasn't properly prepared. shout out to I can't even think of my boy name, but it was for a different podcast. Mm-hmm. Peabody. Yeah. First of all, I still feel like it was a setup, right? Because he was like he asked me to do a shoe battle versus somebody, and I'm thinking that he gonna be like the judge or just the goddamn he gonna be the mediator or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I set up the whole thing, IG live, the whole thing. I'm nervous. I didn't even get the shoes that I really wanted. I just had to go grab. I think I went to go grab a quick 5 pair of shoes or whatever. Man, she whooped my ass in that battle. But the highlight of that was before we started to record, I'm coming down the stairs. And because I didn't want to make 2 trips, I had all 5 boxes in my hand. Stack. Mm-hmm. This shit is like a cartoon, Britt. I come down, and remember that third step I was telling you about?
Mm-hmm.
I missed the step.
Oh, shit.
So, instead of me doing it like the safe way, just carrying one, like 2 on each side, I'm carrying, I stacked them like Pringles, and I wasn't looking at the side. Like, I just wasn't. Man, I stepped. Yeah, so I get to the third step. I get to the third step from the last, right? I get to the third step from the last. I step again on the second one, and I think I'm Scott Clear. I think And we had the last one. Yeah, we had at this place there's wooden floors. Mm-hmm. I missed the last step. And here's why a lot of people, when they fall like that, it is painful because they panic.
Yeah.
Right? So that's what I did. I panicked. When I got to the last step and I didn't feel nothing, like the tip of my shoe, and you know I didn't have no shoes on. You know I had on flip flops. You know I did. And when I didn't feel that step, I said, oh no, tuck and roll, Baylor. Tuck and roll. And I tucked and rolled and I fell on my side and I laid there for at least 5 minutes. Shoes and shit flew everywhere, boxes open, shoes crawled out, asking me, are you okay? Annie, are you okay? No, I'm not okay. The whole left side is sore. But I don't even think I told anybody on the live though. I don't think I told anybody. Yeah, underestimate, dog. I can't even walk. Remember as a kid, you used to just walk on a curb like you was like tight roping?
Yeah.
Can't do that no more.
Look, that feels like too far of a drop.
Yeah. Yeah, that. That drop is cold. And basketball. You think I'm still playing basketball, Britt?
Mm-mm.
I ain't even shot a basketball. Like, I don't even know what is basketball? My Lakers ain't even been playing well enough for them to teach me what basketball is.
Man, times have changed in basketball.
How fast have we grown up, Britt? Like, I feel like we're not too far removed from the incident that you caused.
Oh, here you go. Hear this motherfucker go.
Hey, I think it's time. I think it's time we straighten this out. Cause I remember it a little bit different than what you remember, right?
Now, I remember clearly. I think somebody has some liquor in their system.
Everybody had liquor in their system. Everybody.
Yes, but I think I had liquor. You had liquor in your system.
Heck no. I had just finished performing on stage. Shout out to New Edition. I just finished performing, right?
Was that the night I did you in that booty?
That's a wild.
Right?
Yeah.
Do you remember Dobby like covered my mouth?
Yeah. That's that night.
He's like,
that's,
no, you can't say that.
Yeah, that's that night. And right after I got off stage, that's when Dobby got on stage. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea. I feel like it was a Ray J song. I don't. Because I know Dobby was big on Ray J tracks around that time. One Wish. I felt like it was One Wish, though.
I can hear him singing it, too.
Yeah, I felt like it was One Wish. Anyhow, I remember Dobby on stage. I couldn't really tell you where I was at the moment. I just know I popped up once I seen that there was an altercation in the crowd that involved two ladies and two gentlemen that was not with us. Am I telling the truth so far?
Not really.
What? Okay, go ahead.
No. So what had happened was, so you remember the place was pretty open, right? Tables everywhere, whatever. It was spacious.
Very spacious. Okay. I think that's the biggest saddle ranch they got, right? If I'm not mistaken.
Yep. It was spacious. So it wasn't packed. Like, there was still plenty of areas that had nobody there.
Well, they always closed off the... remember, sometimes they didn't...
Yeah.
They didn't have the mechanical bull ride open all the time. So that right. side of the place was shut down.
Right. So, but we still had plenty of room. And this is when I had worked a job where we got off at like 10, 11 o'clock at night. And some of my coworkers I invited. And so this was, I want to say it was a Sunday for whatever reason.
It was a Saturday or a Sunday. I just remember.
We were younger and went out on Sundays. But anyway, it was spacious, and this guy was drunk, and he came up and talked to me. You were not far away from me. You weren't right next to me, but you weren't far away because you saw it.
Yeah.
And he was like, hey, whatever he was saying.
He was spitting that hot fire.
He was spitting that hot bullshit is what he was spitting. Hot shit. But he was trying to talk to me. I said, but I remember saying, no, I got a man. I'm good. Like, I'm okay. And he kept trying and trying. And that's when you stepped in. I did not ask for your services. I did not ask for your services, but you stepped in. You're like, this is my girl. And he's like, oh, my bad. All drunk. Right. Oh, my bad. I seen
how it was. He wasn't taking.
He wouldn't stop.
Exactly. So that's why I threw that in there, because I'm like, well, maybe if I tell him this, then he'd be like, oh, my bad, bro. I didn't know. Because, you know, y'all, and when I say y'all, I'm just saying women in general, especially around that time, y'all curving cats, some of the best answers don't always get the best, you know, replies, which is, I got a boyfriend. You know, you would think that that's a cutoff. Like,
what's your man got to do with me?
Exactly. Exactly. So my thing is, if I present myself in this way, then he might just, you know, chill out. Right. Oh no. That look go back.
So after that though, he was like, oh, I'm sorry, my bad, and he stepped away. And then I don't know if you were getting ready to do a song. I don't know, but you weren't by me.
I was getting ready to perform. I was getting my vocals ready to perform again.
Me.
Slap.
So then one of the girls that I had invited, she was standing by me. So then here he comes again and is trying to talk to her. But she wouldn't even like flat out say like, no, I got a man or whatever. Like, she was too nice.
Yeah.
She was.
Yeah. Yeah.
She was like, she wasn't even talking. She was like shaking her head no and like trying to turn away.
She was trying to ignore him.
I was like, no, she's good. She's good. And he kept trying and trying. And then you came in and you put your arm around both of us and was like, no, she's mine too. And that's when he got ignorant.
Yeah, because he couldn't believe that nigga said, no way, bro. I'm not going 0 for 2. He said, I'm not going for 0 for 2 and I'm bringing a homie.
And then something I couldn't hear because Dobby's vocals was taking over.
Yo, Brent,
I could not hear.
At this time, I'm like, yo, as an adult, I'm like, yo, where the hell is this nigga Dobby is putting on a full-on Usher clinic on that stage? He's not seeing none of the vibe. He don't. All right, let me just, I'm going to fast forward in the movie a little bit. I think we could both agree on this. Dobby is the one who started the rumble.
Oh, yeah.
But Dobby wasn't paying attention to what happened before the rumble. He just seen that it was some friction, and I'm going to pause it right there for the future. But now we can go back to your friend was just trying to ignore, and then?
Yeah, and so he came up, got ignorant after you had said, no, she's mine too, whatever you had said, and he had his friend. And he was basically saying, like, come outside. Like, because he started to walk away. I don't remember what he said. But he was, like, notioning for you to, like,
Yeah, come outside.
Let's do this.
And then I said, okay. And I started to walk behind him. And then I did a bow face. It tricked him.
Right. But then on his way out, something happened with Jay Ross by the door.
That's an underrated situation that happened that we don't bring up in the story a lot. Jay Sauce had a lot to do with the altercation as well. Please go ahead and continue.
Yes. So I think he was talking to a lady
and we dry snitching right now too.
My fault.
We definitely telling almost 20, 30 years later.
My fault. But yeah, it was so long ago. Like, I mean, this was 2008-ish. Like, this was
Yeah.
A long time ago. This wasn't like no few years ago. So no. But he was on his way. The guy was on his way out, but J. Ross was right by the door. Something was said or something. Somebody flexed on somebody. I can't remember. But that's where the physical stuff actually started. Like there was friction there. And then that's when Dobby jumped off.
Dobby jumped off. I got it from here, Brett. Throw that off the backboard. Thank you very much, Vince
You're
Carter.
You're welcome.
Vince Carter that. Dobby proceeds to jump off in the middle of a performance. Here's what I'm trying to tell y'all. We still don't know what song he was doing. But whatever song he was doing, he was turning that crowd up.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't even finish the song because he jumped off stage. And if y'all have ever seen the Falcon Punch, that's exactly what he introduced himself as. The Falcon Punch cleaned him, right? Now, mind you, like I said, it was two of them. You know what I'm saying? I see his friend. His friend gave me that look like, I don't really want to fight, but I got to fight because the homies is fighting. He swung at me. I dodged. I swung at him. I don't know what really happened, but I don't know what really happened after that, but I know I was missing the earring.
You and this damn earring. Looky here.
They were fake. It was the same earrings that Cam wore with the pink thingamajig. It was the same exact one. Same exact one. And I lost that mug. And I think we even had, if I'm not mistaken, we had video footage afterwards, though, at Denny's.
This was Sidekick days, too.
Oh, yeah. We're not going to. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Aim.
This was like Sidekick days. So it was like, I think it was towards the end. The Sidekicks moving into like Blackberries, whatever, but I know there was something.
It was the Sidekick 3 era.
Yeah.
Yeah, with the.
Yes, it was.
With the blue.
With the little light.
Yeah.
The little light ball on the end. Yeah.
Yeah, it was that one.
So the way Saddle Ranch was set up, though, it was kind of like half inside, half outside. So one side of the building or the place, you could just see outside.
Yeah.
And so it was easy to just move the shit outside. And especially since the door was right there. So when Dobby got off and did the Falcon Punch, it just moved swiftly outside.
Well, that's what made Saddle Ranch, at least that one, because it was next to Universal Studios.
Yeah.
That's what made it dope was that even if you didn't want to pay the cover charge to get in, you could still party right there on the side because it's just nothing but cement right there. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I think the Universal Studios World logo statue, right?
Or something it's like that. Right there. Yep.
Yeah, it's like a water fountain statue, something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a fountain.
Yeah.
And that's where it took place. Was right by the fountain, pretty much.
Yeah. Street Fighter shit.
Yeah, so it moved out there, and everybody went, and it was just punches and punches, and I don't even know. I remember Dobby looked like the Hulk.
Yeah.
And it was a whole lot of Dobby Hulk visions that I got still.
Yeah.
And then somebody had said, like, somebody had called the cops.
And that's and so when we had to go, because I was on probation.
Right.
Yeah, we got out of there.
Yep. So we ran to the parking lot, got in the car, and I think we sat in the cars for like 10 minutes or something trying to figure out where we're going. Like, everybody's on the phone with each other. Okay, where are we going? Da, 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 da. And then we end up at Denny's.
End up at Denny's. Somewhere in Hollywood.
But I think, yeah, and I think in the car is when you realized your earring was missing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we took the sob story to Denny's.
Yeah.
But we rolled deep into Denny's. It was like 20 of us.
Yeah, I still don't understand. Because I remember, look, this is the crazy part. I just remember the action part. I knew Dobby was a part of it. I knew Jay Sauce was a part of it. But we don't talk about him that much. I was there. You was there. Your friend was there. I forgot who else was there. But I know we was there with a gang of people. I don't want to make it seem like this was just an isolated, small crew. No, this was some. Saddle Ranch was a thing.
Yeah. You like weekly.
Yes, yes, it was a thing. So it was like if you missed a week or something, like, not to say that we went every weekend, but we knew that it was going to be cracking, you know, on certain nights. And I think I only been to the other Saddle Ranch off of Sunset once, and it's inside and it's small.
I think we only went there once, and everything else was at Universal. Yeah. Because I remember being at the other one once, and that was it.
Yeah, and the Sunset one, to me, at the time, it was closer. But the parking, yeah. If y'all never been on Sunset before, it's...
Oh, my God.
The parking lot is the street, you know, especially on, mm-hmm. on a Saturday night, so...
You ain't never going to find shit out there.
You're going to pay more for parking than you are to get inside.
Mm-hmm.
And around that time, we not playing for no valet parking, and we didn't have money like that. we know how to finesse with less, I should say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, start.
We all park down here on this street, and we're gonna pack in and drive to the next block, and we'll just all park.
Yeah, cause y'all, and this is before Uber and
way Lyft. Before.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, we still had taxis.
Yep, sure did.
Yeah. If you didn't have a taxi, that's why people who did have a car, yo, we didn't, it was weird. You would get clowned, but we knew the importance of you having a car.
Right.
Because most of us had used cars. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Like, it wasn't too many of us that had a car that came out that same year or even 2-3 years prior to that. You know what I'm saying? It was... We had buckets. Yeah.
Honda Accords and...
Yeah, it was some of these shits was like pass me down. So you see cats right. pulling up to Club Ice or what was the Cinna? What was the other one called? Cinna Space? Or it was something.
Yeah.
It was cats pulling up to the club in pickup trucks. All kind of...
Mobiles.
Yeah, yeah. Like you said, Accords and Nissan Altimas and they baby mama Nissan Altimas with the furry steering wheel.
Especially that they baby mama's Nissan Altima.
Yeah, with the rhinestone. Mm-hmm. We knew who car that was. Because uh-huh. when I got in, it was all furry and warm and it smelled
right.
good. This ain't your car, homie.
Mm-hmm.
And where your baby mama, how she let you use your, you getting in trouble after this. I'm just letting
you know. Yeah, where your baby at?
Where your baby at? Yeah, we knew where the baby seat was at. That shit was in the yep. trunk. You put that yep. motherfucker in the trunk when you picked up an extra person, didn't you? Yes, because we used to have to stand in line. The women would get there and the women can get in free before 10.
Mm-hmm.
The only way the fellas got in is if we knew the promoter and we signed up for the list.
Right.
And it was always a 50-50 situation with the fellas because it's like, oh, dog, I ain't got your name on the list. What do you mean? What you mean?
Oh, wait. And then let's go. You ain't got no button-up shirt on. You can't come in.
Oh, my.
You can't wear them shoes in here. You can't wear no jeans in here.
When I tell you Pharrell and Jay-Z messed up. Pharrell, Jay-Z, and Usher. Those three alone messed up the whole entire club scene. Why? Because we all had to dress like fucking adults.
Look, all day long, Monday through Friday, I gotta wear a suit. You want me to dress up in a suit again to get in this?
It's like them niggas expecting us to dress up, man. Because look, you knew the cats that didn't go out to clubs that often or was trying to do too much because these niggas were wearing slacks. I'm not wearing those slacks, bro. You are out of your. I don't think I've ever worn a pair of slacks to get inside of a damn lounge or a club. No, they was good. I think they were good with the Dockers.
Mm-hmm.
I think they were good with, I think it was certain jeans that was good, but we couldn't wear graphic t-shirts. So, and Target, mm-hmm. Target had been selling graphic t-shirts forever, right? Mm-hmm. The graphic t-shirts that they selling now, they had been selling back then, but, you know, minus certain artists. You know,
right.
The Pepsi shirts, the Kermit the Frog, or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be. If they seen that shirt, you wasn't getting in unless you had a button, mm-hmm. unless you had a button down. The member only coat was kind of iffy because they tried right. to zip that down. Like, what you got on under this?
Yeah. Like you was going to school, dress code.
Let me explain something to y'all promoters and even the club owners, even though I respect it now that I'm an older guy. You could change the outfit. You're not going to change the nigga.
I'm right. Sorry.
They still going to fight.
Low key, those promoters, those bouncers, the door people, whatever you want to call it, top flight security of the world, Craig.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Shout out to I'm grateful to have a friend like Dobby and so many others, even some that I've met through Dobby that went to Northridge or stayed around Northridge because they ended up being promoters slash, private security. So I was blessed to get in some of these, you know, $40, $60, $80, and $100 to get in clubs for free because... You know, Dobby played flag football with him or gambled with him or whatever the case may be. But he became friends with so many people that was around that industry at the time. So that was dope. We got into a lot of play. That's why if we go back between 2003 and maybe 2008, me and Dobby has the most club slash lounge pictures together.
Yeah, I remember them pictures.
Yeah, we tore up the streets. We tore up the street between the valley and mm-hmm. downtown and Hollywood. Mm-hmm. We tore them goddamn streets up. But so Britt, in a non-biased way, who if you could rank the blame on how everything got started, where would you rank these characters? Everybody that was involved.
I am going to put number one, old boy who couldn't take no for an answer. Okay. Number one. Like, if he hadn't been bothering people, it would have been a smooth night, right? But next in line, I'm going to put it on Dobby, for real, now that we've talked about it.
I'm sending this clip to Dobby.
Sorry, Dobby, I love you, but no. It's your fault. Because you turned around. You was basically like walking him to the door,
He was performing. He was in five-star mode. When you looked at him, that Batman signal beam was on him. The glove wasn't on his hand, but his hand was definitely glittery. Okay? Hey, shout out to Prince. Shout out to Michael. That nigga put on a performance that resembled both of them together. Did he have a guitar up there? No.
Oh.
But he did air guitar that bitch, and he knew what the hell he was doing, okay? Were there panties on the floor? They didn't go buy them.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Pause right there. Because you said panties on the floor. Do you remember that song? I think it was Snoop.
Which one?
Was it Snoop? Panties on... Oh, it's Panty something. Dobby used to sing that song. I got to look it up now. It's just funny that you said that because that's the song that he used to.
I will ask him about this song.
Because I remember me, him, my best friend, and somebody else, we went to Magic Mountain and we were standing in line. And he was just singing that song out of nowhere. I was like, what is wrong with you? Oh, I swear it's Snoop. I'm trying to look it up real quick.
It might be.
Fresh pair of panties on.
Fresh pair of panties. He used to sing that?
Yes. You're going to have to pull up the song later and listen real quick. Like
That's the name of the song that he was singing?
Yes, and then the song's like, do you have a fresh pair of panties on? And...
Hey, I think I remember that.
But it's just funny because you said panties on the floor and then that just like popped in my head. Oh my God. But yes, he had that Rick James glow going on. And then he just hopped up off that stage and took off.
I'm playing it right now. I remember this. I just gotta know. I do remember this. He used to play this shit when we got dressed at the apartment. I do remember that. I've got to know, or you could show. That, we got him. Hey, we got him.
Got him.
We got him. All right, look, I would say this. I'm going to say this. The number one blame is obviously is the drunk cats, right? They gonna get that off the board. They got the number one seed in the tournament. Number two is gonna shock you. Number two, it was my fault.
What?
It was my fault. Because the way I said it and the way I did it was
very. Yeah, you were ignorant.
Yes. It was very, you're beneath me. Please step away from us. We do. Mm-hmm. It was very dismissive, and I, you know, what I'm saying, like, and I was making him look bad, making him look stupid. His boy was over there, but his boy, remember, his boy wasn't really about to smoke. Like, his boy was about peace and harmony, and I respect him for that because he just had that look. Like, we just came here for a good time. I know how he gets. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
So when dude said, "All right, well, let's just step outside and talk about this," like, man, I said, "All right." So I was like, "Let's do this." And we started walking, and I did a bow face, made this dumbass walk out there by himself, and then that's what kind of like set it off. I could have approached it in a different way, and I didn't. I approached it, well, how whatever age I was at the time, that's how I approached it. You know what I mean? I didn't approach it I shouldn't have to be responsible for a person that's intoxicated,
right?
But you can control. I know. I can control the situation better than that. And I didn't do that. I didn't do that at all. So
I am very proud of you for that.
I've been setting this up for years. Like, because I just wanted to hear your side of the story. Because I'm like, I know you remember it. And it's so, like, obviously the women that isn't involved, which is you and your friend. No, it's not y'all fault at all. You said what you said. She did what she had to do, which was also what she didn't do is say anything offensive, because she didn't say anything at all.
Yeah, she was quiet.
She was just quiet. And you could tell, like, she was like, I'm going to have a good time.
She was uncomfortable.
She was uncomfortable. Yeah, very uncomfortable. And mm-hmm. So I didn't approach the situation in the right way. Now, third is definitely Dobby.
Yeah.
Third is definitely Dobby, because you know what could have happened? Dobby could have jumped off stage and said, hey, man. Yo, I just finished watching the, on side note, that kind of relates to this in a way. I just finished watching the Bob Marley movie yesterday, right?
I want to see that. Mm-hmm.
Yes. And without giving too much away, when you rocking a crowd, it's the message, right? Mm-hmm. I feel like Dobby could have got off stage and instead of socking somebody's face off their body, he could have just said, yo, we just here to have a good time. Although I feel like the guy's energy was like, nah, fuck that. We about to get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Just judging from me even telling him, like, nah, I'm cool. I got mad. And he kept trying. Like, he really was like on some fuck what you saying shit, like all night.
Yeah, yeah. I felt that energy from him. I did. I felt that energy.
And he was only like 5'6".
Yeah, he was a little guy.
Yeah.
And I till this day, I feel bad for his homie because I didn't want to have to, like, mix him up like that. And I don't even think it was too bad. It wasn't like his home. I don't think they still haven't found his face. They still haven't found. Y'all don't understand. I was right there, okay? Like, we were in fighter versus fighter mode, but, like, mm-hmm. right, you know, almost like a boxing promotion where we put our knuckles up and stuff like our dukes up, and he was right there. And then all of a sudden, I just see a straight arm come from out of nowhere. And I look, and it's Dobby, and his face went one way. His body didn't even move. His face came off. I heard it. And I was like, ooh! And
then that piece and a biscuit.
I seen his homie, and his homie was like, oh my God, I got to do something, because He did not want to look, and I'm not saying that I whooped his homie ass or anything like that. What I'm saying is he was so stunned and on top of that, not ready to fight, that the only thing that he could do is just throw a punch. That's why I was able to move out the way, because he threw it without any type of confidence.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know if he planned on landing. He just threw it off of the homie just got laid out. Let me just do something.
I got to do something.
And but what he did was he managed to to knock my earring out of my ear. So
yep.
Yeah.
It make you cry 20 years later about that shit.
Why'd you say it like that, Brett?
Because you bring it up every time.
I had you look. I had to keep it going. All right, I did miss those earrings.
Look,
I did.
You were staring, like I said before. You were staring out the window like an R&B video. Man is heartbroken. You were just staring like.
Did nobody have paper like that back then? It ain't like I can just replace you're earrings
right.
like that.
You're right. But that, like, that's all you talked about at Denny's. I had everybody, look, my earring's missing. Like, people be talking about something else. But I'm missing an earring.
Yeah, I was missing the earring. Because, first of all, I look stupid as hell with one big-ass earring in my ear. Even though, remember back in, like, middle school, summer high school days.
that was the thing.
Yeah, you could only wear, this was so stupid. You could only wear one earring, and it had to be in your left ear. I never knew what the rules was before. So I was like, yo, if I put it in my right, then that
people
means something.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. I wonder, listening to us talk about this, I wonder if those guys talk about that.
I think they lying. I think the story that they telling that they lying because the real story is one of them niggas went to sleep.
Never go night night.
And did not wake up until that Tuesday. And Saddle Ranch was on a Saturday and Sunday.
Cause when we left, when we took off running, they were still.
They stayed. For all we know, them motherfuckers could have got arrested.
Right.
Well,
very true.
Well, there you have it. I had my boy Liquid Swords on some episodes ago, and I think we somehow talked about it or something like that. And so there you are. This is the real story. This is we're about to finally lay it to rest. Okay, that is exactly what happened. I place some of the blame on myself. I'm in second place when it comes to the blame because. I know I could have, or at least I could have responded or changed I don't know if I could have changed the outcome, but I know I could have changed the beginning part a little bit better. If I would have put a little bit more effort of maturity in there, then possibly things would have changed. Maybe if I would have even thought of, hey, well, let's just go on stage and perform with Dobby. I don't know if it was some type of restriction or something. I forgot what it was, but I know they didn't. I don't know if they didn't allow a lot of people on stage, if it was just a solo thing, or you had to let them know ahead of time or something like that. But if we would have just went on stage, I think it would have been a little bit different. Then coming off stage, we would have came down off stage together. Obviously, like I said, Jay Sauce was there and some other names. They lucky we can't find that. I'm glad they can't find that footage.
Yeah. Oh my god. But trying to do something like that these days.
Yeah. It's over. I'm not fighting nobody.
No. Especially ain't fighting nobody. But I ain't out I'm barely out anyway at night. But definitely not on a Sunday.
Oh no.
I have to get a nap in before something on a Saturday. And half the time, I'm praying whoever I'm supposed to go to dinner with or whatever wants to cancel.
So let me tell you. I'm glad you said that because I called you today.
You called me at like 11:30 my time, which is 9:30 your time.
Okay, yeah. And I said, let's do a show. And at the time, we didn't have an idea. But before we got off the phone,
yeah,
we had somewhat of a plan, right?
Right.
I keep getting a phone call. And I said, all right, forget it. Let's just do questions or whatever. I'm not going to lie. I took that nap.
Yeah.
I took that nap and I woke up. I said, I'm supposed to be doing something. But don't think, because we used to do episodes back in the day too, or we used to schedule episodes back in the day. And I was like, look, if you cancel, no
problem.
It's cool.
Yeah.
In some cases, I'm like, I'm glad you canceled. I'm glad you canceled.
Yeah. And then, you know, and for me, because of the time difference, it's 2 hours later.
Yeah.
And so that's how you know I love you, Baylor, because it'd be like 11:30, almost midnight when we start. Yeah. And then, you know, just like right now, this is going close to an hour almost. And we, that shit takes me almost to 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know, because we had them late nights. Them late nights, yeah.
But on those days where I know I'm like, okay, I'm going to record with Baylor, blah, 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 I take a nap. I say, okay, I'm going to set an alarm. It's going to go off on this. And there's been times where you've called me and I'm still asleep. And you're like, I'll hit you up like 20 minutes afterwards, whatever. Like, hey, you still want to record?
And I'm asleep. And I'm asleep. Look, I couldn't even lie. When I figured out, it doesn't take much to figure out that, oh, this nigga fell asleep. Because you're not doing nothing. Doing nothing else. So I'm like, I don't even
respond back within 2 or 3 minutes.
Exactly.
It's lights out.
If I don't see that bubble pop up. Hey, when I tell you I jump into bed so goddamn fast. Look, sometimes I don't even be asleep. I see that bubble, and you're like, you still up? I'll be looking at text messages like, I'm not responding to that.
And I'm not mad. I am not mad. When you get older, you realize a few things, right? For those people who are not toxic, who aren't crazy, you realize how important your peace is, how important it is to... like, just like you said, you see that bubble and now, you know what? You have to go ahead and like, listen to yourself. Like, look, I'm tired, blah, blah, blah. And then, of course, you need to have mature enough friends to understand that. That's a like, fact.
That's a, look at you. Hey, who told you to preach?
Hallelujah.
What?
But you have to, because as an adult, especially when you got kids or you've been through some stuff, your peace of mind is so important. And that could be you just got to shut down outside world. You got to shut down even like, hey, I love this person. They're my best friend. I haven't talked to them in a minute, but you know what? Today is just my head. I need to just be quiet, not talk. I can't take other energies right now. I need to get myself. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. But you got friends out there who don't understand that, or, you know, then it's personal about them. Like, why are you mad at me? No. It has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, it really don't. Like, you just gotta respect that. I mean, that our energy window is small.
Yeah.
So when we do have that burst of energy, you better get us right then and there. Because when it go downhill, I'm ready. Like, my body has to wind down now.
Right.
You know?
And we work. Yep. And some of our jobs are more stressful than others' jobs. That's and. Right. You know, or you didn't sleep well the night before, or you don't sleep well in general, like myself. I'll be up for 2 hours in the middle of the night for no damn reason and then still get up at 5 a.m. Yeah. Like, you know, it's all these factors. And just getting older, you don't have energy like you used to. You're tired more. And, you know, it's okay. You know what? I'm guilty of it. Sometimes people will call me or text me and I'm like, look, I'm gonna respond to that later. Right now I just don't have it in me. And it's nothing bad. They're not saying anything bad. Like, hey, how's your day? What are you doing? Look, I don't want to talk right now.
Yeah.
Because I know once I respond, it's gonna be some going back and forth. Block and I don't want to do block.
Yeah, back. Sometimes you just don't have that energy.
No.
And look, people out there, I don't think people have fully understood who I am, Britt. If I call you on FaceTime, right, just know you do not have to answer. And half of the people don't, right? And I know maybe some of that is because, you know, FaceTime be iffy sometimes. They don't even go through. You'll get the missed call, but you won't get the notification, like, when it's actually ringing sometimes. I know, because, you know, Marcy didn't call me on FaceTime a gang of times, and I'm like, my phone did not ring at all. But I look at my FaceTime icon
it'll have the notification, like,
yeah, that I missed a FaceTime call. That's cool. But if I call you on FaceTime, you might be a little bit important. But you don't have to. You don't have to answer. It's a gang of times where I do not like answering the phone. I just like sitting there in silence sometimes. Or y'all niggas be calling when I be listening to my music.
Right.
Don't mess up my concert. Don't be so selfish.
Yeah, there's sometimes I don't answer. Look, I got a whole vibe going. The music has got me right. I'm in a good space. I'm not interrupting that.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. And people got to see that, especially around our age. Like, look, we're not, I can't do it no more. Right. And I think that's why, I got one. Maybe four people that I hear from almost on a daily, and you're one of them. And we don't even talk daily like that. We might on Twitter.
Yeah.
You know, but send a quick voice message or, you know, something on TikTok or whatever. But like, we're not shooting the shit every single day.
Nah, we do more catching up than anything.
Yeah. And that's okay. We're adults. We got kids and shit.
Yeah, that's a fact. Now, before we get up out of here, because speaking of kids, I got to go take care of mine right now.
Yeah, I got to go do the all-star thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like I told you before, he's into that now. So just trying to, you know, make it fun.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Mm-hmm. Like how it used to be.
It's not.
But, you had a first of all, would you like to share with everybody? You still on a rookie contract, by the way. Still on a rookie
contract. Yes, I know, but hey, I have been dedicated.
Yeah, no, you've been out the gate with it. Tony Parker.
Yep, since December, weekly. I have not missed a Friday.
Yeah. So
I've got 13 episodes.
This past episode you spoke about.
Ah, I knew it. I knew this was coming.
That's what she said.
Ah, yes. I spoke about the
You talked about the top five halftime performances coming off of Usher's latest one.
Yeah.
A couple of things that stood out. Rihanna got honorable mention, people.
Mm-hmm.
She got honorable. I mean, she did not make the top five.
No, she did not.
But she was good enough to make the top five, but just not that top five.
But like when I say honorable mention, though, it wasn't honorable mention to first place because some people say that.
Right.
And no, like she just, there's these, nope, no top five.
No top five. We don't have to stay on the bullshit too long. We know where we're going with this.
I know.
And you know what? I am so sick of you Prince fans, but I love y'all. You want to know why?
Why?
Because I do know the difference between Michael and Prince. I always known the difference, right? Mm-hmm. But there were certain things that I hold. I shouldn't say that. There's certain things that I appreciate from one artist than the other, right? Mm-hmm. And what really grinds my gears, look how, is that they never became that dynamic duo. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because I think of the Pox and the Bigs, you know, the Nas and the Jays, mm-hmm. You know, something like that. You know, even Monica and Brandy.
Right.
You know, it's us though.
Mm-hmm.
And that pisses me off because I can't imagine that video between them two.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, one of the greatest videos ever made was when Janet and Mike finally.
Hell yeah! Because Scream was a dope video.
And it's just not the dynamic of their relationship, but it was the fact that separately they are two powerhouses. Now we already know that Janet. And not to say it like that, but we know Janet is not in the overall scale. She doesn't hold a candle to her brother. I think she knows that. But she was still a beast in her own lane. She
can perform her ass off.
Yes, just as well as him. mm-hmm. right? So to see those two, I didn't want to just, it made it that much special because they were brother and sister. But the mm-hmm. fact that they were two titans that came together and made this abstract black and white video,
mm-hmm.
I was like, wow. You know yep. what I mean? And then mm-hmm. when you hear the behind the scenes stories of why or how close Mike and Prince came to, you know, mm-hmm. you know, creating something, it was is pitiful at this point.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
But I will say this. I totally understand why a lot of people would have Prince Super Bowl performance up there because it actually rained. And till this day, no lie, I think that was on purpose. I think the government said, we about to give y'all this.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I feel. But nonetheless, it did that. It did that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mike, the only way Mike can compete with that is just panning over the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's just say, and I'm just throwing a number out there, let's just say 100,000 people were at that Super Bowl.
Uh-huh.
50,000 people passed out.
That was just from a glance.
That was a fact. Look, Prince performed, Purple Rain, it actually rained. MJ popped up on stage and stood there for 79 minutes.
And niggas fell out.
So I'm not because I'm not a Prince fan like how y'all are a Prince fan. That's just what it is. But I've always been biased towards Mike because he is more, I think, he was more relatable because we watched him as a child. And even as a child watching him, he was just much older than us. Prince, when I got caught on to Prince, I was too young to understand where Prince was coming from. Mm-hmm. You know, and the shit would just look, and then a lot of stuff that Prince did back then is coming to fruition now. A lot of people being independent and dressing how they want to dress and commanding attention by being different, but their different is their originality. Mm-hmm. And that's what you see now. He was
20, ahead of his time.
By 30 years.
Yeah.
By 30 years. Nobody is able to duplicate what Mike did, but Chris Brown came close. Mm-hmm. Nobody was able to duplicate what Prince did because you cannot describe what Prince is. We don't know what that nigga is. If all right, I would tell you like this. I'm dead serious. Off of watching the Bob Marley movie, Prince is the only one that I can compare to him. Mm-hmm. Is Bob Marley, to where you fight whatever fight there is with the music.
Mm-hmm.
MJ had certain songs where he fought back. But overall, it was more Dr. King, where I seen Prince as Malcolm X.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it was easier to digest and easier. The tunes was better. Well, not I don't want to say better because I don't want the Prince fans coming after me.
Nicer.
It was nicer. It was the melodies. It just felt good. You know what I'm saying? With Prince, that nigga came out the gate. Hey, these niggas trying to kill you. Out the gate. And he was and he preached love, though. It was just...
He did. But the thing is with Prince, too, he wasn't... I won't say that he was outspoken, but he definitely stood his ground. He was not afraid to speak on things.
Yes.
But even with the stuff with his contract and Warner Brothers and everything, writing Slave on his face, like... He was controversial in a way.
Yeah, and that's where he created that cult. That it was a lot of people that at that time to go against the machine, you would consider you were in that same lane as Pac.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like it's a lot of rebels. He had a lot of rebel shit on his back. Mike didn't really start that rebel shit till later on. And even then, he was just trying to tell y'all in certain ways. I still think both of our legends should still be here.
Oh, definitely.
I don't think they left by accident or natural causes. But I'm not going to go into... Nobody about to jump through my...
No.
You know what I mean? No. You know what I mean?
Yes.
But that's my dog. I got to have him number one. I got to have him number one. But I will say this, though. 1A, 1B for me. 1A, 1B. And that's without even going down the list. Those are people still talking about those Super Bowls. And look how far apart they are.
Right. 93 and 07.
I think it was 07. Yeah. And then all the other ones that we remember is either because we laughed at them or we didn't know why they was up there or they tried. They tried with Beyonce. They tried. They tried it. They tried to push it, but it was cool. It was cool.
You saw Beyonce didn't even make honorable mention on my shit.
Yeah, I thought she would, but nope. She didn't. Obviously, the West Coast one was just. I didn't even have to be biased towards that one. I had people from the East Coast and the Midwest saying that, man, they represented y'all well.
This shit was dope. And like I explained it in the show, I mean, you got the street map as the floor.
The floor, yeah.
On the stadium, the musical acts that you have, like everything was just dope and so put together. And just the stage itself, like it was crazy. I rewatched all these before I did the show and Zai was watching them with me and he was so into it. Like,
And I started to think about it. I was like, dude, the East Coast people really fuck with this one because half of the Super Bowl performance was performed by East Coast people.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. 50. You know what I'm saying? Mary J. Yeah. So it was like, okay. But I don't think you have a choice but to rock with that Super Bowl performance.
Yeah.
That was the first one where we was like, all right, now y'all tapping into the culture of the actual city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Because, again, coming off of that Usher performance, the first half of that performance was, I didn't like it. I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
But it wasn't, like, pumped up like you would think a halftime performance should be.
Yeah, no. It wasn't until he popped on those rollerblades where I was like, right. All right, now it's starting to pick up a little bit.
But the thing is if you were an Usher fan, and that's why I was saying in my show, like, it's all about opinion and whatever, but... If you were an Usher fan, like especially the first three CDs, because that's what he really did most of.
Yeah, he
was
did.
The first three CDs,
and I think those were some of those were the prop bets. Which song? What opening song would he have, and what song was he going to end with?
Yep, and I definitely didn't think "Caught Up" would be the opening one.
I didn't think so, but it still made sense. It's one of the one of his best upbeat songs for the world. I should say, because I don't know where you stand with this, Brit, but. OMG song.
I hate that song.
Okay, I didn't want to say it.
I hate that song. And then the shitty part is every time I hear that song, it's stuck in my head for like
three days. Song. You know
yeah,
the song.
Yeah, it's stuck in my head for 3 days.
And I dance to it. But I really don't care for it. But Usher doesn't even get an honorable mention. You know what's bad though?
Ooh.
This came out 2 days after. I mean, obviously it was 2 days because it was Super Bowl Sunday, but Friday his album had dropped. And he wasn't getting before I listened to it. He wasn't getting the greatest reviews, and I thought that was bad. What I'm trying to say, momentum going into the halftime performance, because there were a lot of popular names in the social media space that was kind of shitting on the album.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the masses and the way they think, it affected how they viewed the halftime show. But his real fans know we're not going to hear not one song off that album. He's not about to risk his, you know, one-time shot on the Super Bowl. He's not about to do that with some new song that we might not even rock with.
Right. Yep. And, I mean, I listened to it, and there's a few. It's one I got to listen to a couple more times. But, like, there's a few songs on there that I do enjoy. But...
You know, when people say, well, you know, you can't expect to have the same Usher from 10, 15 years ago. Yes, you can. There's a sound that you have. You don't have to repeat the song, but there's a sound that you have. You got to go back to those same, you got to keep going back to wherever you was getting your water from. It elevates, man. I'm not a complainer. I'm not going online and shitting on his album or nothing like that. It's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? And no, people is not out here trying to make sure he make the next Confessions. That's not it. We trying to say if he can make something just as good as Confessions.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's not about him doing it better or doing it over again. It's just, yo, find that sound that you know what Pac, you know what Usher song. It was it was one time, Brit, where we would hear a dope song and would say, man, Usher would sound great on this, rather than the artist that it was. It don't matter who it was. We were like, man, I wish Usher would have sung this. Because it was, we know that pocket that he be in.
Yep.
Well, I mean, we got what we got. I think the greats is going to stay there. Yeah,
can I be an asshole for a moment?
Okay.
I'll be an asshole on your show and not mine. I was going to be funny with my honorable mentions, and I was like, nah, because that's fucked up. But you know, Stevie did a performance, right?
Yeah.
And I think it was in 99, right? And I was about to put him as my honorable mention because the nigga is blind and driving on the field.
Yeah, you know what, man? We'll never...
I was about to say, this blind man is driving on the field. That's worth honorable mention. Because I was watching it, right? I was going through the list and picking. I was like, I don't really remember this one. And it was in 99, so I mean, I was old enough. So I go back.
When I think of 99, I think of Prince. That's funny. Yeah, you know why.
Right. And I go back and I'm watching it. And I realize, okay, he's like in this old-fashioned convertible car or whatever. And there's a woman in the front seat. And there's him. And I'm like, well, maybe because it's an old-fashioned type of car, the wheel is on the other side.
He might be driving on the other side, yeah.
He got up out of that thing, and the wheel is on his side. I said, hold the phone. Like,
look,
what?
Look, only thing that I could think of was that car was being controlled from upstairs.
Definitely being controlled. I was just being funny, but I was looking at that shit like, no, they are not trying to make it seem.
Hey, like, man. So, Britt, tell the truth. Tell the truth. In your truth of truth, do you think he's blind?
Yeah.
You think he is?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't want him to be. I don't want him to be.
Of course, but I mean,
but
hasn't he been blind since like teenage years?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a weird time frame to be coming out like, oh yeah, I'm blind.
Well, to me, I think the reason why I think that he probably is blind, because I think at this point, I'm like, bro, you must not know what they doing to your hair up top.
I was about to say that them braids is
yeah.
Way
when I tell you he's been holding on to them things. Boy, because they used to be saucy back in the day. He had like the little beads and everything.
Yeah.
He was saucy. Yeah. But now,
God.
It's like he really holding on. He really holding That's on. So him. I believe. Yeah. But here's the thing, though. I can't do it no more, Brett. I can't go back and forth with you about this MJ and Prince stuff. And I think it's because this basically. No. We're not doing that. I'm going to say this. Because of this episode, the basis of this episode is shit that we just can't do anymore. Mm-hmm. And now that I look back at it, like, dog, we lost some soldiers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the cream of the crop. Like, if we never had them, how would music sound? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I can't do it. Of course, I'm going to have my jokes here and there. But to me, two of the most pettiest artists, I think Prince showed it more. You can see it on his face more. You know, you can hear it in his speech. I think Mike did a lot of his pettiness behind closed doors, which is also content, because when you hear these stories from these artists who was around them, or they have these unseen, footage, and it's like, oh, this nigga was clowning behind.
Okay, speaking of Mike being petty, one of my favorite videos of him is, I forgot who he's sitting next to. It's a woman, and she yells at somebody, and he goes, your voice is very annoying, or very irritating. And she's like, I know.
What do you even say back to Mike after that? Like, I know you're not talking.
Yeah, but she hollered at something, and your voice is very irritating. I know. And then, of course, we've all seen the video of We Are the World.
Yes. With that look, yo, to me, that's where Kobe got the death stare from.
Yeah, that's that Virgo shit.
Yeah, because it's like, you could see he was burning inside. Like, I know damn well they not about to follow up after me. Nah, but when Prince started playing that music in the middle of that goddamn question, when he looked back and said, 1, 2, I said, I know he fucking, she didn't finish talking, Prince. That shit had me dying.
And then had that smirk.
It was a smirk. If he would have had a stone cold face, I'm like, oh no, this nigga's a serial killer. But because he had a smirk, I said, my nigga. He knew what he did, and he knew he executed that pettiness in the highest way. Shout out to Prince, man.
Yes.
I still got MJ over him. But.
Oh, my God. See?
I know. That was my fault. I know. I need to change. That's my. Look, I was still working on myself. God is still here. No, but I miss both of them, though. I do.
We would have definitely still had some crazy music coming out.
I think, and not to say it like that, we need a presence and a voice like Prince right now.
Mm-hmm.
Right, goddamn now.
Yep.
I know he would be, man, Prince, if y'all know Prince, like how I know, that nigga would be dogging TikTok right now. He would be dogging TikTok right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Britt, let them know where your show is at so they can go check out your top five.
Oh, yeah.
And where they can find you and stalk you on the
socials. Lord. On the socials. Well, I'm still only giving out Twitter. That's Britty 18. And then my show, you can find it on all platforms where you listen to your podcast. And that is I Can Talk About This All Day with Britt Renee.
Booyah. Booyah.
And we, yep.
So you got anything to say about that R&B playlist that I put together?
Which one? Because you've been putting together continuous lists.
I keep adding to the same one. Now, here's a thing before we get up out of here. I did a show, okay,
mm-hmm.
with Miss Queen Poison, aka Sugar,
and
she mm-hmm. sent me a playlist, and I linked y'all together on Twitter.
I saw that. Yep.
She sent me a playlist. I stole a song or two off of there. Right.
Mm-hmm.
I have an idea of doing a joint playlist with y'all too.
Okay.
I made the playlist already. I didn't put the songs on there. I just made the album and stuff.
Set it up.
Yeah, I'm setting it up. So I want to do something where we all put maybe anywhere between 3 to 5 songs each. But okay. I want it to be a certain vibe though. So I'm gonna put my first songs on there and then I'm gonna send it to y'all and I'm gonna see if y'all can match those vibes.
Okay.
And then we're gonna put it out there to the world because we gotta save the world.
Yep, I'm down with it.
All right, Britt. Thank you for coming. I think ever since I seen the Bob Marley movie, I just been on some super love shit. You know what I'm saying?
Love.
But J Boog, if you listening to this, hey, what's bragging? Huh?
Leave J Boog alone.
Come on, cuz. Shout out to J Boog, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's go take care of these kids, bro. We gotta get back to it.
Yep. Back to parents and naps and shit.
Yeah. All right. Let me go take my nap now.
All right.
All right.
Bye.